News release. Michigan Department of Health and Human Services. The Michigan Department of Health and Human Services, MDHHS, encourages Michigan residents to take steps to avoid tick bites while enjoying the outdoors this summer. Tick-borne diseases, particularly Lyme disease and anaplasmosis, are increasing across the state. Preventing tick bites is the best way to prevent tick-borne diseases, including Lyme disease and anaplasmosis, said Dr. Natasha Bagdasarian, MDHHS Chief Medical Executive. If you find a tick attached to your body, promptly remove it. Monitor your health, and if you experience fever, rash, muscle or joint aches or other symptoms, consult with your medical provider. Lyme disease, caused by the bacterium Borrelia burgdorferi, is the most common tick-borne disease in Michigan. In 2021, there were 878 confirmed and probable reported cases of Lyme disease, nearly double the 451 cases reported in 2020. Anaplasmosis, caused by the bacteria Anaplasma phagocytophilum, is the second most common tick-borne disease in the state, and its cases are also increasing. Reported cases of anaplasmosis in Michigan residents jumped from 17 confirmed and probable cases in 2020 to 56 in 2021. Counties with the largest increase in anaplasmosis cases include Dickinson and Menominee in the Upper Peninsula and Manistee and Benzie in the Lower Peninsula. Healthcare providers need to consider tick-borne diseases in people having fever and other nonspecific symptoms during the warm months when ticks are active. Both Lyme disease and anaplasmosis are transmitted by Ixodes scapularis, commonly known as the black-legged or deer tick. The black-legged tick is well established in parts of Michigan's upper and lower peninsulas and has been found in new regions over the past few years. Information about Lyme disease risk by county is available here. Signs and symptoms of tick-borne disease typically begin 1 to 2 weeks after a tick bite or being in wooded or brushy areas where ticks commonly live. Early symptoms can be nonspecific and include fever or chills, rash, headache, fatigue, and muscle aches. Early treatment with appropriate antibiotics can decrease the risk of serious complications. Protect yourself and your family against tick-borne diseases by following these tips. Avoid tick-infested areas. As ticks live in grassy, brushy, and wooded areas, walk in the center of trails to avoid contact with overgrown grass, brush, and leaf litter at trail edges. Protect your pets. Dogs and cats can come into contact with ticks outdoors and bring them into the home. Talk with your veterinarian about the best tick prevention products for your pet. Use insect repellent. Apply repellent containing DEET or picaridin on exposed skin. Treat clothes, especially pants, socks and shoes, with permethrin, which kills ticks on contact or by pre-treated clothes. Do not use permethrin directly on the skin. Always follow the manufacturer's instructions when applying repellents. Perform daily tick checks. Always check for ticks on yourself and your animals after being outdoors, even in your own yard. Inspect all body surfaces carefully and remove attached ticks with tweezers. To remove a tick, grasp the tick firmly and as closely to the skin as possible. Pull the tick's body away from the skin with a steady motion. Cleanse the area with an antiseptic. Bathe or shower. Bathe or shower as soon as possible after coming indoors, within 2 hours, to wash off and find ticks crawling on you more easily. Wash clothing in hot water and dry on high heat to help kill ticks in clothing. Not all ticks spread the same germs. MDHHS can help to identify ticks you may encounter outdoors. Residents can email photos of ticks to mdhhs-bugs@michigan.gov for identification. Michiganders can also submit ticks to MDHHS for identification free of charge. Visit the website to learn about how to submit your tick photos. Click here for additional information.